This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We come now in our project of reading through the Bible by the end of this year to three epistles that John the Apostle wrote late in the first century. He was an old man, but his spiritual sensitivities were sharp and penetrating as he shared the essence of what it is to know God in a personal way through faith in Jesus Christ. John's motto for life was the Lord's commandment that if you love God, you should also love your brother. He was concerned, as James was, with the tangible expression of love to God. And more than that, he knew all men are starving for someone to really love them. Victor Hugo indicated this when he said, "The supreme happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved." The problem is that many don't know of God's love for them, nor will they believe it to be true until they experience it through the life of one of God's children. In chapter 3 of 1 John you read, "How great is the love of the Father that he has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." This should be translated, "How otherworldly is the love the Father has lavished on us. There is nothing like it on earth. It is hard to comprehend." But when you trust in Jesus Christ by faith, you will have an experiential knowledge of his love for you. And when that happens, you will want to share that love with others. First century Christians were known for their love to one another. May we be known by that motto too. As you read 1 John, note the qualities of this love explained, illustrated, and applied.